And that takes us right into our wonderful Sue Droughton from Zonta. And Sue is going to tell us what Zonta are up to. So aren't women wonderful, Sue? Absolutely. I just had Lynn here from QCWA. Mm-hmm. Now I've got you here from Zonta.
Oh, you're being bombarded.
Women rule.
Absolutely. Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Good morning, and really good. Lovely good. To see you again. So thank tell you. Us what Zonta are up to.
Hasn't that last month gone quickly?
Oh, for goodness sake, hasn't the year gone quickly?
Yeah. It's August already. It'll soon be Christmas, you know.
Oh, stop it. We're not talking about it.
Okay, ready. Okay. Come on. So what are we up to? What's Zonta up to? Okay, well, being August is our month where we do our birthing kits.
Yep.
Now, this is where... When I come in here and I talk to you every month about the different fundraising programs that we're doing, this is one of our big programs.
This is not a fundraiser. This is you putting those funds into action.
Yeah. Mm. But the birthing kits is our international program. It's the only international program that Zonta Caboolture do.
Okay.
But it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. Yep. Where Zonta Caboolture is part of an international club.
Yep.
So therefore, we have our obligations to do our international work as well. So, yes, so what we do on the 24th of August, and if any ladies in your community or gentlemen would like to come along and volunteer for the day, they're very welcome to come along.
It's a good fun day. It really is.
Yeah. So we actually pack these birthing kits. Mm-hmm. Now, the birthing kits are designed for women in third world countries who, what it is basically, they're distributed by humanitarian aid agencies, and they're distributed to women in villages who are about to give birth. Mm-hmm. Now, in this birthing kit, it's just so primitive. I mean, we can't imagine here in Australia how these women do it. But however, there's a sheet of black plastic on which they can give birth to their baby. There's a scalpel. There's a scalpel which is sealed.
Yep.
There's string to tie the baby's cord. There's soap. And there's gloves. And there is
a little face cloth or something.
And a cloth, yes. And a little gauze cloth to wipe the baby's eyes.
Yes.
So thank you, Rosemary, for reminding me of that.
No, I was just thinking because
you've come along and helped us, I know. Yeah. So, this is our project for this month. We're packing 1,000 kits on the 24th of August. It's a Saturday.
Yep.
So if anybody would like to come along, I'll give you my mobile number, Rosemary, and they could give me a call.
Yep.
So it's 0415 177 126.
And is that up at the...
At Plantation Resort.
Weir Road again.
Yeah, where one of our members lives. She lives it. And they're so kind to allow us to use their community hall.
And it's a beautiful hall, isn't it?
It's a beautiful hall, yeah. And the Zonta ladies, we put on morning tea and lunch.
Yes.
This year we're only doing 1,000. Unfortunately... The cost has gone up dramatically.
I know. Yeah.
And so our funds are only allowing us to do 1,000 this year.
And listeners, this when Sue comes in each month and says they're raising money for this and raising money, well, this is one of the things that some of that money goes to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really great.
But all the rest of any other money, fundraising money that we raise, is all local.
Yep.
It's all local.
Yep.
You sort of, as I said, some people might think, well, why do you do overseas work? Well, somebody has to.
Yeah.
Somebody has to. Somebody has to save these babies from dying because what happens is that when women give birth on a dirt floor, 9 times out of 10, that baby dies from tetanus because of the unhygienic conditions that baby is born in. Mm. So we have an obligation just... As a member of the world community, we have an obligation to help help these women and babies. And it is it's a women's project. So. Mm. Now, I'm just going to run past again, Rosemary, for our fundraiser.
This is
our last fundraiser of the year. Yeah, this is our Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
So where ladies, everyone gets a chance to wear their crazy hats. And the invitation says it's a royal invitation, so don't be late for a very important date. You are invited to the You are invited to the bonkers and brilliant world of the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. So we are doing a beautiful, beautiful morning tea. down at the Morayfield Caboolture, the Morayfield Community Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And the doors open at 10:30 in the morning. We have a fashion parade. So it's going to be a lovely, lovely fun day. So the cost is $30. And if anyone would like to come, they can ring Patricia. And Rosemary, I'll leave you my flyer here.
Yes, please.
But yep. Patricia's number for your listeners is 0410-617-825. So, ladies, come along and have some fun times at our Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Lovely.
And there's lots of lovely surprises, actually, this time too.
Almost always. So we'll look forward to catching up with you next month.
Yes.
But before that, of course, we've got
the
fashion parade. Yep.
No. Fashion parade's after.
Okay.
Fashion parade's not until the end of September, though.
Okay. Hang on. Yeah. What are we doing in August?
We're just doing the birthing kits.
The birthing kits on the 24th of August.
The 24th of August. Fashion parade is the September 27th, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. we've all got the flyers here. Nobody's got their glasses on, so we can't read it. But, yeah, 27th of September.
September, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for having me again.
No, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dawn. Bye.
Bye now.